Cliff Dresner, tell us about this new exhibit.
This is a two-person exhibition. Each of them have an installation, essentially. Jay has the front part of the gallery. Jess has the rear part of the gallery. Jess received her Bachelor of Fine Arts degree from Minnesota State University and a Master of Fine Arts degree from the University of Minnesota, Minneapolis. And she has an extensive exhibition record. She exhibits in the Sayers Gallery, New York, and the Torpedo Factory Art Center in Alexandria, Virginia.
I understand her work is dealing in pigmented ink prints for a non-art major. Can you explain what those are?
Yes. It is a process by which you take photography and then print them out. It sort of has relationships to dark room printing. She also has a video loop series that go together as part of her installation called Reconstructive Memory.
And Dara Engler, you have a little bit more information on the work of Jay Gould.
First, I'll tell you about him a little. He's a Louisiana-based artist now. He's originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota. His BFA degree came from University of Wisconsin, and his MFA came from Savannah College of Art and Design in Georgia. He also has an extensive exhibition record. He's a chair of the Society for Photographic Education in the South Central region. His work is photography. It's also archival inkjet on a large scale, which is really interesting. One of my favorite quotes from his artist statement is, "The work plays with some of the ways in which we witness and document time naturally, culturally, and scientifically." And I think that aside from the fact that it's interesting to see photographs on such a large scale, I think some of the interesting things about his work, some of them combine environmental settings with some sort of odd anomaly in them, which is really interesting. His work is really playful and intelligent. Some of the work is more singular, but somehow monumental in the way it treats that singular object. His work is simple, but displays some really complex metaphors about life and its connection to science in a really interesting way, I think.
So when you say large-scale prints, how big are you talking here?
One of them is 6 feet long. A lot harder to do that back in darkroom photography days versus the digital age.
So what is an archival inkjet print?
The paper, in the same way that in darkroom prints, that paper was archival and those methods were archival, we've now figured out how to use new ink technology, and it's printed on a printer like your computer would, except with extra special archival paper and extra special archival ink. The photographers themselves, I'm a painter, they could tell you more about it. But it's really just like your home inkjet printer, but really high quality with materials that will last the test of time, so you can make additions in the same way you would in a darkroom.
Cliff, how do you go about choosing artists and exhibitions for the Regallery here on the ULM campus?
We have a pretty formal process where we ask artists that are interested to submit images of their work, usually on a CD would be fine, or through the internet via email. And then we look at their CV, we ask them for an artist statement, and then we get together with a group of faculty members in the art department and discuss what we'd like to show for the next semester and choose from that body of work. And we also, Dara and I both, and some of the faculty, we spend a lot of time traveling and going to exhibits. So we meet a lot of people, and then we invite them to come in.
How did you get in touch with these two artists?
Well, they are personal friends of both of ours, and we share the same interest in art, and we go to a lot of the same functions. And we thought it would be just a great, I don't think they've shown together, not to my knowledge, and I thought it would be a great instance to get them together in one room to see how their work works together in its entirety.
They're very informed and have traditional backgrounds, but approach photography in a very new contemporary way that I think goes well together.
They're photographers, and they use media, photography, as a medium of expression. But I really think that they're more about making art, and whatever they need to do to get the idea that they have across is more important. I see Jay's work as sculptural because he builds things and creates an environment in which to photograph. And I think that Jess's work is the same way. She is more like a performance that she documents, and what becomes the documentation of her process are the photographic images.
The free exhibit is on display until March 1st in the Brie Gallery. A question for both of you. What do you see the role of the art faculty in the community here in Northeast Louisiana?
Aside from the fact that the gallery itself is free and open to the public, and we hope that people come to the opening, speaking of which, Jess and Jay will have an opening on February 29th from 5 to 7 p.m., so people can come see their work and meet the artists at that time if they'd like. We do that regularly when we have exhibitions, and that's always free and open to the public. All of our art faculty are... We're active in the art crawls. We exhibit, we attend, so are our students for that matter. We're multiple faculty are involved in the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. A lot of us jury local competitions for both high school level competitions and more professional competitions.
Students play a very active role in the community, and they volunteer at the Masser and Downtown Arts Crawl, and they exhibit down there quite frequently. So they play a big role in the they're also instrumental in the Blend of the Bayou event put on by the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council every year.
What's it been like for you over time to see the growth of that art community with the downtown galleries and kind of the interaction between the university and that community?
I think it's really great. When I first got here, there wasn't a large visual art community, and I've really seen that expand and start to interact with the other performing arts communities, which are very strong in this part of the area. And I'm glad to see that interaction happen so that we can all promote the arts together. Visual, performing, all those things are very important. Theatrical arts, they're all great.
Cliff Tressner is an associate professor of art. Dara Engler is an assistant professor of art here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. They've been here talking about the exhibit of Jay Gould and Jess Schramm at the Brie Art Gallery on the ULM campus. Thank you both for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.